today on Real Ghost Stories Online. Her girlfriend grew up in a very religious environment where casting out demons was the norm. Looks like that knowledge helped her later when she moved off to college.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
And it is 855-853-4802 is the phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. Of course, write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Get access to the bonus episodes on our premium channel on Apple Podcasts and advanced episodes and everything ad-free. Be sure to check that out. Tony and Todd with you on today's edition of the program. What's going on?
Oh, you know, it's springtime in Wisconsin as we record this, and I'm just itching to get out in the garden and do some planting, and I want to do more vegetables and stuff this year. Are you going to have a big garden?
I already do.
You do?
It's up and it's running. My kale is huge, and we've only found a couple questionable bones that may have been humans at one point in time, but only a few.
Digging it up, is that right?
No, it's actually a container garden for the most part. So
okay. I got a friend who did some gardening. He did the raised beds to keep rabbits out.
Yeah.
And he's kind of a handy guy, but at any rate, he built birdhouses for cardinals, and all he gets is squirrels. Yep. And he built these raised beds to keep the rabbits out. He sent me a picture the other day, and it's literally his bed with a big ass rabbit in the middle of it. Somehow the rabbit got inside. He goes, everything I build, like everything I don't want shows up.
Yeah, that's how that usually works. I did the raised bed for the same reason. I've had luck so far, but there's a lot of rabbits in my area, but they're not the scaling the wall type of rabbits. So I don't know what type of rabbits you have going on there, but
I didn't ask him. But all I saw, it looks like, you know, when you go to a like a pet store or something,
yeah,
and those huge fluffy bunnies.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it looked like sitting in this bed, just like, wow, like laying in the dirt.
It's almost like MacGyver rabbits or something.
Yeah. Like, they take a piece of gum and a paper clip and they can somehow get themselves, yeah, over the edge of the bed.
They propels them up there in some way, yes, shape, or form. It's quite amazing. That's great. Let's go to our first caller at 855-853-4802. And here it is. Hi, let's hear your ghost story.
I have my girlfriend's permission, but I wanted to give you a few stories about my girlfriend. And disclaimer, this is not to pontificate or to preach. This is just what works for her and her family and me, because we're both African-American, raised in a church. We don't go anymore because of ostracization and being shunned. But, yeah, that's a disclaimer. This is just a story. Take it how you will. And, yeah. So, girlfriend grew up in a household in Florida where casting out demons was the norm. Now, her mother is a, oh gosh, she's like a, well, she grew up, you know, speaking in tongues and casting out demons and things like that. And so because of that, and because my girlfriend has to go to church, like, oh my God, like 7 days a week sometimes, and like spend hours and hours and hours, she was exposed to that. And I think, in my opinion, that affected her. So her mother can see demons, smell demons. She can hear them. Lex can hear them too. Like when they're casting out demons and the person's screaming, like they can hear like growling and stuff. Her mother can also see, like, this is almost like ectoplasm. Like, you ever seen like those old, like from the 1900s or whatever, or 1930s, I guess, where people had like the ectoplasmic goo coming out of their mouth? Well, her mother can see that, and she says it looks like black coffee grinds, and I guess for everyone else, it just looks like spittums? I don't know. It's a thing. Also, her mother can see demons, like they're dark shadow figures with red eyes, so that's often, that's like what people see in their bedrooms as well, like when they have sleep paralysis. And Lex has had these experiences as well herself, because, I mean, she's exposed to that, and she she was just around it, you know. So like, how can you not be affected by that, especially when you're in the room and they're doing the exorcism and they're speaking in tongues and you're getting afraid and your mom says, well, you better pray so they don't get you too. Like what the fuck is that, right? Not to shun like her upbringing, but it's just not how we are going to bring our kids up, right? So with that being said, Lex has had some weird experiences. She was 17. She went to college early, and she was living on campus. But she was in her room sleeping, and her roommate was sleeping on the other side of the room, right? So Lex is sleeping on her back, and next thing you know, she can't move. And she's like, what is this, right? And so she can move her eyes, and so she looks down, and somewhere near the foot of her bed, a shadow person is rising up from the goddamn fucking floor. It was just blacker than night, like someone cut out, you know, the rumors there. It was blacker than black, no red eyes. I don't think there was any growling or anything. But, yeah, there's a shadow figure rising up from near the foot of her bed. And she's like, oh, shit. Now, mind you, she's looking, you know, left and right, you know, trying to see if she can, like, get her roommate to rouse or to wake. But as she's looking left to right, Tony, she sees two more shadow figures rising from the foot of her goddamn fucking bed coming up. So it's almost like they have, like, a demonic trinity of shadow figures that are, like, surrounding her. So there's one at the foot of her bed, and the other two, one is at, like, diagonal, like, left side of the bed and diagonal right side of the bed, right? And so they're raising up slowly. And this is what she told me. Now, she told me this while we were in bed, and I was like, honey, you couldn't fucking wait until, like, I don't know, never to tell me this. And she says they're slowly trying to come towards her, like they're gliding fucking towards her, right? And so because she was raised in a Christian home, she says that she was screaming, Jesus, Jesus, while she said, and when she says that, they jump back. It's almost like lightning, like, boom, like they jump back. And then they try it again. They slowly start coming towards her bed, all three of them together. And then she screams, Jesus, and then they jump back. And it was like they're keep doing that, keep trying to get close to her and touch her, and they almost get to, like, her feet where they can touch her, and they don't. Like, she just says, Jesus, 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 and then they eventually go away. With that having happened, she no longer sleeps on her back anymore, which is to be expected, as many people who have had sleep paralysis happen and now do. So a few nights later, she starts sleeping on her side, you know. And she said, next thing you know, I felt a hand pressing on the side of my face and pressing my head into the pillow. And at that point, she's just like, you guys, I have an exam tomorrow. Like she's like over it, you know, like I guess the first time it was frightening, but because like she knew like how to, I guess, fight them off, and because it happened before, and because she just, you know, she had shit to do. She was a freshman, you know, she was just like, stop it. And I guess, like, they eventually left her alone. That was when she was 17. Another thing that happened, I want to take it back, right, happened when she was about 12 or 13. And it happened at camp, and there were some bunk beds. In true camp fashion, it was sleepaway camp, and it was, you know, a bunch of, like, little camping, I don't know, things, houses, cabins all together in the woods. However, the restroom was located outside of the camp, down a path in the fucking woods. So because of that, and because Lex had been, you know, exposed to demonic, creepy shit all her life, she made sure that when she went to sleep at night, she used the restroom first, put on her pajamas, and got in her bunk bed. She was top bunk. The next morning, she gets up, and her friend, or one of the girls at the camp, says, you know, you're really rude. I saw you in the restroom, and I was, like, trying to say hello to you, and all you did was just stand there and stare at me. And my girlfriend's like, what? I didn't go to the restroom last night. And the girl's like, yeah, yes, you did. I saw you there. You were standing there, and I spoke to you, and you didn't say anything. Like, why are you so rude? And my girlfriend says, okay, wait. If that was me, what was I wearing? And the girl was like, well, you were wearing yellow Tweety Bird pajamas. And my girlfriend says, look at me. Look at what I'm wearing. I'm wearing blue Tweety Bird pajamas. Do you really think I'd get up in the middle of the night, change into the exact same pajamas but in a different color, and then walk into the woods to go pee? Yeah, that was a doppelganger story for you. So weird things happened with my girlfriend, and now that we're together, like, weird things keep happening. But we brush it off, like, la-di-da-di-da, didn't hear that. What? Nope, didn't feel that. Ha ha ha. And we live our life in a happy cloud of knowledgeable cognitive dissonance, I guess. Anyway, hope you can use this. Love the show. Keep up the good work. Appreciate y'all. Toodaloo.
Wow. Well, that's pretty creepy to have all that going on and feeling like it's kind of following you.
I'm not sure that I would be like, oh, well, this is what's happening in our lives. That is crazy. And to think that there was an exorcism and you bring your kids along. I don't know if that's good parenting.
Might not be.
Ouija boards. Yeah, let your kids play with them. No, don't do that. Oh, and by the way, we're not going to be doing seances, and we're not going to do exorcisms, and we're not going to do any of that stuff.
It's kind of one of those things when I start to hear people talking about casting demons in children, it slowly moves itself more to the true crime area of the world. And I got to tell you, there's been so many of these fucking stories over there on Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi and True Crime Today. Of this sort of shit, where the parents think they're exorcising demons and stuff, and then these kids getting hurt or killed. It's a scary thing. If you think you're going to need to exorcise demons out of your kids and stuff, seek help. That's all. Just seek help, because I don't think it's necessarily that. I think there might be something seriously wrong with you.
So seriously, that happens a lot?
There have been a lot of stories in the last couple of years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's nuts. Yeah. And then they justify it by going, oh, it's religion, it's this or that. Like, no, it's homicide is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, it's unfortunately more than not. Look at the story of Lori and Chad Daybell. That's probably one of the biggest right now. That trial is going on. And that was all extreme, bizarre thinking because not everything is paranormal. There's mental illness that takes up a good chunk of this category. And it needs to be identified when it's there, because people get really dangerous. They thought their kids were demons, and then they basically melted them in buckets and put them in their backyard.
Was there any drugs going on with that?
No, just extreme beliefs.
Wow.
Just extreme beliefs. Have you seen the Mormon mommy bloggers, Ruby Frankie and Jody Hildebrandt? That was another case. Luckily, the kids did not die. But they, again, there's another one where another offset of some sort of extreme religious belief, where they thought the kids were demons, and they basically, or they were possessed and they had to exorcise them. So they basically decided, let's stop feeding them and let's just lock them and duct tape them in closets and shit. And then eventually one escaped. It went to the neighbors all emaciated. And then the police came in, and it turned out they were abusing the shit out of their kids in the name of religion and in the name of casting out demons and all that sort of shit.
It's crazy to me how easily people are swayed in their beliefs by social media and TikTok and all that kind of stuff. Somebody can just make something up, put it up there, and there is a group of people that would go, oh my gosh, look at this. And it's like, what are you doing?
Or you put the word religion with it, and then suddenly it makes it valid in some people's mind.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. It's a scary fucking people are far scarier than the ghosts. Far.
I've said this so many times. I'm so happy that I'm closer to the end of my life than the beginning, because as things get crazier and crazier, I don't think I'm going to be able to deal with it.
I know. It's nuts. And
take me, sweet death. Take me.
Jesus.
Seriously.
Literally. I got to tell you, sometimes after, this show does not scare me at all anymore. It's that one that freaks the shit out of me, because it's like, these people live amongst us. And unless they act normal until it's like, oh, you do what? Like, your thoughts are what? Yeah.
Yeah.
I had one, and this wasn't necessarily super extreme belief, but when I was in Branson, my ex at the time wanted us to join a church. So we kind of did. And then there was like this thing where it's like, get to know people at the church or whatnot. And then you have the like over for like these new member groups and stuff, and you have like appetizers and shit. And a couple that seemed like the most normal out of the bunch, because most of the people there almost seemed like they're ready to jump onto any cult that offered their services. They were like kind of an older couple, kind of like my parents. And seemed real nice and normal, chatted with them for a bit. And they're like, yeah, we're going out to California next week. Oh, that's cool. What you gonna do out there? Well, have you heard of the Golden State Killer?
Oh, God.
It was I think it's the former brother-in-law of the wife, the Golden State fucking killer.
Oh my God.
He just got arrested, but we're going to go visit him in jail and we're going to spread the good news.
Good fucking luck.
Good luck. Because if you saw the shit he did, I don't think his, former in-laws from Branson showing up are going to do a whole hell of a lot for that shit show. But yeah, it's amazing what people are capable of believing and doing. If you like the podcast, be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts, become a premium subscriber, get access to all the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and more. You can try it out for 3 days free on our premium channel on Apple Podcasts. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.